Final day of prep for the Jaguars. Final day of prep for the grounds crew as well ahead of the preseason opener. The Steelers and the Jaguars coming up Friday night at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shattuck with you. The Jaguars got their final work of the week on Thursday afternoon, a walkthrough before the Friday night preseason opener against the Steelers. The first couple of weeks of camp are done now, and it's important to see how the team reacts when the lights come on.
You know, I'm excited to see, you know, not only, you know, how we go out there and play, but how we go out there and perform in a higher intensity environment. I know for you, it's like, oh, preseason. Well, not a lot of these guys into our team. You know, we've kind of tried to hype it up and then say, okay, now control it so that you play under control. And, you know, it's good teaching that way, too.
A few notes for Friday night's game. Bradley didn't say an exact snap count, but expect quarterback Blake Bortles to play about a quarter or so. That's the same for all the starters. Luke Bowenko will start at center, but he and Stefan Wisniewski will rotate time at the position. And a few players are out for the game, including T.J. Yeldon and Marquise Lee on offense, and Jared Odrick and Roy Miller on the defensive line. Well, the 2015 season is just about here. There's plenty of pressure on the head coach and the quarterback, of course, but some pressure in other areas as well. And here's senior correspondent Brian Sexton with more.
There are greater expectations for this team in 2015 than there have been in years. And for the most part, those expectations and the pressure that comes with it are laid at the feet of Gus Bradley. Fair enough. He's the head coach. He knows the game. You could say the same for quarterback Blake Bortles. After all, this is a quarterback-driven league, and he knows the deal. But I have a few other players whose names aren't bandied about as frequently, but for whom expectations should be just as high. We'll start with left tackle Luke Jokel, and he's either looked the part of a franchise left tackle, or he's not. It's time for Luke to step up and play that franchise role consistently. He's the most talented guy on the line, and the Jags need him to play to that level. Strong safety Jonathan Cyprian is another guy whose talents are obvious, but whose consistency needs action. He's had a good camp in part because there's more talent around him, and he has to break through this season for the defense to execute at his potential. Andre Branch. He looks like a pass rusher. He's long and athletic. He looks like a guy who could tally 12 sacks all day long. It's time for Andre to play as well on game day as he's practiced in training camp. If these three guys can find the consistent level of performance that has eluded them thus far, combined with everything else Gus and Dave Caldwell have going, the Jaguars could do something they haven't done consistently in years. Win.
Thank you, Brian. That process starts tomorrow night. Radio pregame at 4:30 on 1010XL. Pregame coverage on the field live and postgame coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.